So about 6-ish years ago, I started gaining a lot of weight very quickly, had a lot of headaches, and general really feeling like crap. But when I say gaining weight very quickly, it would be, you know, fluid more than fat, because it'd be like 20 pounds in a night kind of stuff. Very psychologically disturbing, because, you know, you're not quite used to that kind of a thing. So I went through the medical system and was trying to figure out what it was. It was, you know, it didn't really work out for me, the medical system. I think it's really overloaded, and I only need to look after me. So after a lot of tests and diagnostics and going to a number of different doctors who, you know, they're very busy, and it was very disappointing and confusing information, and I think that predominantly they didn't know. There were so many different symptoms, and I didn't have a huge baseline or anything set up because I'd been healthy, so there wasn't a lot of information per se on me. Anyway, so through going to the U.S. to have an MRI, we discovered that I have a tumor in my on my pituitary gland, and you know
that, and that's the gland
sort of behind your forehead, and there's a space behind your forehead, and then there's it counts as an organ.
And that's your main gland that produces hormones that run all of your other
so
glands.
So it tells you, the pituitary works in tandem with the hypothalamus, which then tells the thyroid and the parathyroid what they're supposed to do. So it's the master and really directs everything else in your body. You know, the pituitary is something like 13 millimeters. It's very, very small, very powerful, and when there's something on there, it can mess up what's going on in your body.
Absolutely.
And all of your hormones fluctuate like a pendulum.
And it can affect all of your glands because it's the master gland.
Absolutely. So, any
kidney function, your weight gain, depression, headaches, all that stuff could
sex be. Sex hormones, digestive, any hormone,
right.
Water balance, kidney, liver. There's a higher incidence of certain kinds of cancers with the tumor on your pituitary, again, because your hormones are always fluctuating.
Right.
You look at pituitary tumors as a functioning or a non-functioning, and the problem typically, I'd say, is that we're subject to things like blood tests. And so, again, if your body's always going to try to maintain balance, so that means it's always fluctuating. So really, it's a blood test is a snapshot in time of what's going on at that particular second. And what you would need is a series far beyond the capacity of our healthcare system to justify, we're going to give this person blood tests every 4 hours or whatever, right? So there's different tests that you can do to kind of come up with the best guess scenario. With pituitary tumors and other brain kind of tumors, you know, there's a certain kind of growth. So they can see with my MRIs that it's growing at a certain rate. It's not exploding, which would be indicative of a non-cancerous tumor. But you would only know, really, 100% if you took it out. Right, and they won't do a biopsy because if they're going to go in, they're going to take the whole thing out.
Right.
First, I wanted it out. Absolutely. I didn't, you know, I have my mother died of cancer. Just about every woman in my family has died of cancer, and I didn't want anything to do with it. And I didn't want to hear, oh, it probably is not cancerous. I just wanted this foreign thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, 6 years later, I don't want it out.
So you had no treatment for it whatsoever?
Mm-mm.
No, and you
no.
still have the tumor, and
yes.
How did you get rid of all the weight?
Okay, so I gained, in a very short time, within months, 67 pounds. And I've got a picture to show you that. And very huge. And what kind of effect that had on me was, you know, I couldn't breathe. I'd have acid reflux. I couldn't walk as much, I'd get out of breath, my digestive system didn't work, you know, washroom became an issue, like everything, everything.
So your system. Whole life, you were like you are now, you were healthy and thin, and then all of a sudden.
And then every appointment, I was feeling frustrated, and I decided at some point, it's my life. And so power of thought, change in diet, I went to a vegan diet and then switched a few months into a raw diet, did a lot of research, again, because it's personally empowering to take control of your life.
Absolutely.
The medical system, as I say, is overburdened. Doctors have a lot to do. That, you know, I'm one person out of thousands. I can look after me. I didn't like that my family was obsessing with what's going on with me. Mm-hmm. So I just started meditating, exercising to the best of my ability, a lot of positive thought, and change in diet. The change in diet with the raw diet, certainly because it involves enzymes that we've talked about before, and live food, just started to put, I think, everything into balance. And certainly now, it's not that I'm not symptomatic, it's that I'm starting over years now of living with this, it's a lifestyle, knowing that, again, it's a pendulum and the hormones are shifting always, that I will note when, okay, so I'm feeling this way, or I'm feeling a particular kind of headache, and with that comes a nausea, or with that comes a fatigue, or I have a surge in energy for X number of days, and I'll know kind of like, you know, okay, this is going to come up next, and that's going to come up next, and as long as I maintain calm and just go, okay, what do I shift in my diet intake, a natural food that's going to compensate this, and really the once you're onto a raw food diet that is healthy, as raw food diets are, and I'm talking a vegan raw food, not just, you know, sashimi or raw beef, then a lot of it, again, is power of thought and mind and energy.
So your intention is to heal your body.
It is an intention, and you use natural healing foods and herbs to maintain that.
So really in tune with what's going on in your body, and that's so important.
You have to take ownership, be accountable to your body, live, it's you've got one life and one body, and be in tune. Your body will tell you.
A lot healthier than a lot of, with a brain tumor, you look a lot healthier than many of the clients that I talk to. Or a lot of people that I just see on the street every day.
Yeah, well, you know, people who, I'm a real advocate for moderation, but I know that the food that I eat is living, and it's going to rejuvenate my cells, and it makes me feel better. And if you're eating food that's cooked and dead, you might start to feel that way.
Right. So this tumor isn't spreading in a metastatic sort of way. It's just getting larger and larger because it's not cancerous.
That's
well,
right.
They don't know for sure, but
right.
But they're guessing that it's not cancerous.
That's right.
So it's just getting bigger and slowly.
So there's like basically three criteria to remove the tumor. If I was to go to the U.S., the doctors there say, take it out right away. And then you'd be on hormone replacement medication and always managing that. And I, you know, that's just to me, that's too much work. And it's giving power back to somebody else. Whereas with raw food and herbs, I've got control.
Right.
And so I will do anything to not have it out now.
Right.
And your tea, you know, is quite possible would take care of that.
Well, we'll definitely give it a try because it's made with 10 anti-cancer herbs. It's super strong medicine.
Well, your tea's made with herbs, and that's not, I mean, that's documented for centuries,
absolutely.
That kind of stuff. There's lots of places now. Bryant Clements, who has a clinic in Florida, receives patients who are terminally ill, and through his enzyme treatment with sprouts and that kind of stuff that we've talked about before, it takes care of people like that, and they go on to live long and healthy lives. It works.
And there's many people that have cured themselves
Absolutely.
Of cancer.
One
and that's
of my
what
uncles.
We're trying to do here is to show people
that's
how
right.
how if you take it upon yourself that you can actually heal.
Right.